In 1947, I'm just kidding.
Do these songs have stories?
Oh, they have
this one has a story.
Can you say them on air?
Probably. We'll just say that this song, which is called Wrong, is a very, I guess, cathartic song for myself and Carl.
Yeah, we had some friends in a very tumultuous relationship.
That affected everybody around them.
Yes.
And it kind of sucked.
Yeah. So this was our way of dealing with their things.
True that.
All right.
It goes a little something like this. 3, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3.
Wanting to get back the one that you share so much history, the one who kicks you most when you're down. Hope has cost you all your dignity. Now the only thing you're wearing is a frown. But you wrote it for her, you feel it for her. Things will all go back to a time from before, when unicorns were dancing and you lived off of love. And your friends all say that you're a special kind of dumb and delusional. You need to move on. She'll just use this gesture against you. But they're wrong, wrong, wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. And you'll sing her that song. When you're with her, you're missing all your vertebrae. She constantly pushes you out, then pulls you back in. Do you love the chaos and watching your world just burn away? Your allies abandon this war, they say you won't win. But you wrote it for her, you feel it for her. Things will all go back to a time from before, when unicorns were dancing and you lived off of love. And your friends all say that you're a special kind of drunk and delusional. You need to move on. She'll just use this gesture against you. But they're wrong. But they're wrong. But they're wrong, wrong, wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. And you'll sing her that song. But they're wrong, wrong, wrong. Wrong.
Okay. Are you rolling there, Roman?
What?
All right. So, believe it or not, I normally don't like to talk about this song. This is an old song of mine. Old meaning like 6 years ago. But a lot of people think it was from actual experience, but it was from me watching a movie called Monsters. That was a low budget film about these two people trekking from Mexico to the US, and there was an issue because a good part of Mexico was occupied by a bunch of aliens, and the US had built a giant wall around the southern border. This is for real. I'm not. I know.
we're all waiting to jump in on this.
This is about their journey back. But obviously, it was filled with political statements. This movie. I'm hoping it didn't give a certain person an idea about building a wall there.
Hmm.
I doubt he would be watching this thinker style of movie, though. I don't know who we're talking about, but, you know, him.
Him.
Shim.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I was just testing it. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Under stars that shone so bright, making wishes while time stood still that night. You said it would be the most beautiful place that we'd ever slept. Trying hard to guard all of those thoughts for me that you kept. I know you have more arms than the rest can see. You'll come a-running when I make my plea. As long as you don't forget who pays your fee, I'll be your one and only abductee. Again, I don't know if I ever want to go home. Hear the calls of the creatures whose glow we might have known. New life here, perhaps a chance to rearrange. Throw the past away, give into our desires, embrace a strange. I know you have more arms than the rest can see. You'll come a running. As you don't forget who pays your fee, I'll be your one and only abductee. I know you have more arms than the rest can see. You'll come a-running when I make my plea. As long as you don't forget who pays your fee, I'll be your one and only abductee.
Welcome to the fun, listeners who just came in here. This is a new song by Hurdle. This song
Marty's
is
here with us.
Marty, Adam Smith is here. He's arranged this whole deal. We love it.
Thank you, Marty.
We love him. He's doing a great job.
Yep. I'm not doing a whole lot right now, but listening and enjoying providing a microcosm of the listener experience out there in the KUNM broadcast zone.
Audience of one.
Listener. This is for the listener. One, two. Oh, wait. Carl.
You're rolling the dice, but you think that they might be loaded. She's a risky one, and you can't stop being so careless. You know that the odds are against you. All your friends say it's a matter of fact. She could be the big payout, but her flags are red, so you should bet on black. Letting it ride when you feel that your luck is ending. Her type has made you lose, but you're up the ante. You know that the odds are against you. All your friends say it's a matter of fact. She could be the big payout, but her flags are red, so you should bet on black. When it stops being fun to play, it's time to stop playing. Pick up your chips and walk away. That's all I've been saying. When it stops being fun to play, it's time to stop playing. Pick up your chips and walk away. That's all I've been saying. All right. The other against you. All your friends say it's a matter of fact. She could be the big payout, but her flags are red, so you should bet on black. When it stops being fun to play, it's time to stop playing. Pick up your chips and walk away. That's all I've been saying. When it stops being fun to play, it's time to stop playing. Pick up your chips and walk away. That's all I've been saying. When it stops being fun to play, it's time to stop playing.
In the bag can.
Yeah.
All right. Let's save Hollywood for last, just because my finger's a little spent from that one. Okay.
Cool.
So what was the other one?
Are we doing the cover?
You're Too Much. Or Are You Too Much?
Oh yeah. Okay. This song is a song about. This song is called "Too Much" or the Ballad of the Copper Lounge, and it's, well, straight up, it's about the Copper Lounge before the renovation. So if any of you all remember that, this one's to you. There was a very large woman at the Copper Lounge with a very large laugh. She was having a good time, flirting with a stranger to see how he'd react. He was juggling his time between TV and whiskey with a bit of the woman thrown in. A half-assed joke would be all to get her rolling, and she kept saying this to him. Thank you.
last call was called. She asked what he was doing and flying to after they left. Classy hope in her eyes. She thought that she'd snagged him, but she wanted to hedge her bet. He was juggling his time between TV and whiskey with the bit of the woman thrown in. A half-assed joke would be all to get her rolling, and she kept saying this to him. Oh, you're too much. 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 He was juggling his time between TV and whiskey with a bit of the woman thrown in. A half-assed joke would be all to get her rolling, and she kept saying this to him. Oh, you're too much. Oh, you're too much. Oh, you're too much. Oh.
This is Marty Adam Smith, afternoon freeform host in the studio with Albuquerque band Hurdle. How are you guys doing tonight?
Fantastic.
Glad to hear it. Sound very enthusiastic. Matt Corson, guitarist of Hurdle. What about Bud Melvin, banjo and accordion? How are you doing?
Correct. I'm doing fantastic.
Great. And Carl, I'm not going to try to pronounce your last name, but Carl, you're the drummer.
Yes, I am the drummer. Just call me Carl the drummer.
Carl the drummer. You can give your last name.
Carl Wolfrat.
Wolfrat.
Yes.
Great.
Just as
okay.
It's spelled.
And
just
so,
as it's spelled.
Before we move on, Marty, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
That is good to hear.
Yeah. Thank you, Matt. So this segment has been a long time in the coming because our music director, whose show we're being invited on for this live performance, has known Carl for a long time. Through
various other band incarnations, and there were neighbors with my wife before we were married, and I've known Matthew Finch for a long time, and it seems like for years the topic of discussion every time we ran into each other was, when are you coming on the show? And there was always a personnel change, or we're just about to finish a recording, or there's always something.
Or I was fickle.
Or Matt was fickle. Matt gets cold feet. So,
really
anyway,
glad
so
to have
I was
you.
Really happy to be well, here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah,
definitely. So the previous band was the Blurts.
That is correct.
Albuquerque band.
Almost all members were from elsewhere. Almost.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yes, we came together in Albuquerque. I think that's a common story.
Yeah. True enough. And Bud Melvin was added to the lineup. Bud Melvin was on playing some banjo compositions, original tunes of his own, along with the chiptune music featured on Country and Nesternt. And so what?
Thanks for the plug.
Yeah, man.
Awesome.
Yeah,
you're the ringer, Bud.
I'm no ringer. As you'll hear or have heard in the recordings, we rehearse every day. Pretty high volume.
Yeah.
But the shows are quieter. I don't know how that works.
Me neither.
We're so tired.
So when did you guys bring Bud Melvin in and why?
Yes, I'd like to know that.
So Carl and I had whittled down to a duo. We had the last, incarnation?
Yeah.
was with, we had an upright with us, Peter Lisignoli, who is an instructor here at UNM.
And a member of the fabulous Squash Blossom Boys.
That's true. And he had to depart, and we were playing as a duo, and we had a show, and we wanted to add somebody to the bill, and I was like, let's add Bud. And then...
I think Bud was just kind of a guy at the bar.
And then
we realized that he was carrying some sort of an instrument case, and we're like, we like this guy enough...
Yeah.
Let's see what he can do.
But anyway, yeah. So we had him open, and then we said, I think it might sound good if he played with a few songs. And then
right.
a few songs turned into a lot of songs. And then we asked Bud to join.
Yeah.
It just.
I was invited back.
Yes. And we're very happy to have him.
Did you happily. Learn to play the accordion for playing with Hurdle?
Not necessarily, although I wouldn't say I've learned it. I do have some dark accordion past from 20 years ago. I don't like to talk about it. It's kind of traumatic.
Okay.
But it was just a brief fling in my life. But I brought it back. It seemed like it would be the perfect instrument.
And
reignited the old flame.
I had told Bud in conversation that I've always wanted an accordion player. I don't think you even mentioned that you played at the time, and then he
because
told me
I don't play. Really.
He was then he said he was hunting for an accordion. And the rest is making history.
The stuff of bromance legend.
Bromance.
It's like a lot of bands have a bass player, and you know, they say like, "Hey, you're a bass player. Can you come play with us?" And they say, "Well, I have a bass."
Mm-hmm. Right.
And usually that's enough.
That
you have the bass.
Is enough.
You don't need to be a bass
Sorry
player.
Sorry for all the bass players who've ever played with me before. show that he opened up for, he opened and then he ended up playing like, I don't know, 10 songs with us. So I would say that was kind of like, that was the limbo on the way to Hurdle for Bud. And now he's in Hurdle Heaven.
Yeah.
Great. Congratulations on getting out of purgatory.
Thank you. I couldn't be happier.
Awesome. And so you guys were invited to play at Tractor Wells Park by Jeremy Kinter, the events manager there.
Jeremy Kinter. Some yes. people refer to him as Kinter Wonderland.
Ah, I have
or
not
maybe
heard
it's just
nickname.
Me.
I think it's just you, but yeah.
he was the
now
assistant.
It's you and me. Or you and I refer to him both.
He was the assistant director on your music video.
That is true. Fun. That is true.
And that's
get us back on track, Marty.
You guys have one EP out?
Yes.
What's
yes.
that EP yeah. called?
The Three-Sided Single.
Okay.
I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, it works for me.
I can't for the life of me. The URL, I believe, is hurdleabq.bandcamp.com.
That sounds
and
about right.
That was before Bud. We will definitely have some recordings with Bud coming up though here.
Very cool. And will that be a full-length album?
I believe it will be a full-length album to be determined the release.
Okay.
Yeah.
And any prospective title for the upcoming full length?
Bud Maybe McGeddon? We should talk about that now.
Okay. Bud McGeddon.
If
but,
yeah. So you've listened to
Why
us,
me,
Marty.
Lord.
What? Get just give us a couple adjectives.
Oof,
We're
okay.
curious.
I would say eccentric pop.
Ooh, me likey.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Well,
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks.
I don't know what the word sardonic actually means, but
I
feel
like
that's
too.
A word
Maybe
that
sardonic.
Would be used.
Eccentric pop.
But I don't
yeah.
actually know what it means. I've heard
well,
it.
Let me tell you what it means.
Refer to things.
Webster's Dictionary defines sardonic as.
Anyway.
Sardonica.
It's always hard when you try to define sardonic to not make it the same definition as sarcastic.
Ooh.
Yes. Sardonica.
Grimly mocking or cynical. Yes. This all fits. sardonic, eccentric pop.
Yes.
Okay. There it is. I also like living room pop.
Okay.
Yeah, we've used that one before. Yeah, that one's fairly apt.
Usually people say bedroom pop, but that refers to lo-fi recording style.
I've never heard that. I like that too.
Many of our songs in the beginning of the band were about bedrooms.
Were they?
Are you trying to say they were about sex?
No, actually not. They're about bedrooms.
We're very big followers.
We're about the decor.
We're architecture fans. And yeah. So yeah, so those are all good adjectives to use, but I think our songs have evolved over the years. I feel like a lot of our early songs were relationship-based, and I think some of them still are, but we've really branched out into some other...
I definitely would say that, and I'm happy about that. I mean, I know everybody can relate to matters of the heart and whatnot, but, you know...
Well, there's a universality to it that
lends
itself to.
Yeah, I know. But for me, and I'm the one who listens to me most, I like to mix it up.
Nice.
Great. Well, thank you guys so much for coming into the studio.
Well, thanks for having us, Marty.
Thanks, Marty.
This has been wonderful.
Matt, Carl,
and Mr. Finch.
Oh, yeah, and thank you. Thank you, Mr. Finch.
Thank you, KUNM.
Senior Musica.
Thanks to music director Matthew Finch. And also to audio engineer Roman Garcia.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. I can't wait to work with him.
Yeah.
I hear he's really good.
Yeah. Oh, I think he's coming in now.
I'm trying to think what this song is. This song is about interpersonal relationships.
Huh.
Crazy, isn't it?
It's a little song we call Man in the Mirror.
This song's called Hollywood Happy. I was an angry man, now I'm Hollywood happy, committing small crimes to win over your hearts. So far away from here, how much do you really care when you call me the moment after he leaves? I think I like your metal. I think you like my speed. No need for a signal. I'll know when you're free. I'd like a nice surprise, one without compromise, inerrant, you're willing and able. I think I like your metal. I think you like my speed. No need for a signal. I'll know when you're free. I think I like your metal. I think you like my speed. No need for a signal. I'll know when you're free. I think you like my metal. All right, we need to pause now for station identification.
If you have an old car or truck, you know where to send it, KUNM.
Don't just sell it and use the money at the casino.
Tax write-off season.
Yep. All right, here we go. Us your cars.
Hold up, give me...
A lot of times you just don't want to hassle with trying to sell it or doing the necessary repairs.